HaTorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tehila Schneider from Teaneck, New Jersey, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Shimush Chachamim, serving or observing Torah scholars. With the large number of Jewish books lining the bookshelves in our homes, to the proliferation of access to Torah shiurim and lectures online, it seems like the best of our Torah is at our fingertips. And it is. But it's only one aspect of learning Torah. This is learning the content of Torah, the details, the facts. But the other aspect of learning Torah is unattainable without a teacher. The other part of learning Torah is appreciating the nuance and application of Torah, understanding how the Torah principles can be applied to all different situations. The Gemara Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Bet says, "Gedola shimusha shel Torah yoser milimuda." Serving Torah is greater than learning it. This means that serving a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, and spending time with him to observe the way he behaves in various circumstances is more important and more impactful than learning actual Torah content from him. The Gemara continues by bringing a proof that the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim describes Elisha ben Shaphat as the one who poured water over Eliyahu's hands. It doesn't say the one who learned from Eliyahu, but the one who poured for him. We learn from here that serving a Talmud Chacham is greater than learning from him. Elisha merited to take over the position of head Navi from Eliyahu because of his devotion to Eliyahu. Elisha spent time with Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was Elisha's role model. Essentially, Elisha learned on the job. He was prepared to become the next head Navi because of his service of Eliyahu, helping him understand the behavior and actions of a true Talmud Chacham and leader of the Jewish people. Yehoshua is also described as Moshe's servant. When Moshe came down from Har Sinai after davening to Hashem for forgiveness for Bnei Israel because of Chet HaEgel, the Pasuk says, "Umisharso Yehoshua ben Nun na'ar lo yamish misocha ohel," that his servant Yehoshua ben Nun, a young boy, did not leave the tent. The Midrash Lekach Tov comments on this Pasuk that while all Bnei Israel learned Torah from Moshe, Yehoshua merited to become the next leader of Bnei Israel because he was Moshe's servant. Since he was always around Moshe and learned from him, not just content, but also the way to behave and the application of Torah to various situations, he was an appropriate next leader. Ramban adds that Kalev was actually greater than Yehoshua, which we see because of the order that the Meraglim, the spies, are listed. The spies were listed in order of greatness, and Kalev was named before Yehoshua. But the reason Yehoshua got to be the next leader was because of his constant service and devotion to Moshe, which allowed him to absorb more than anyone else. In his Sefer Sichos Musar, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz observes that there can be two people in yeshiva who learn equally and both are extremely diligent about Torah and mitzvos, but he can get a sense that one of them will continue to spread Torah to the Jewish people and to influence many people in Torah, while the second won't amount to anything. The difference between them is that the first one has a Rebbe and absorbs the Rebbe's essence and his outlook on everything, while the second person learns Torah on his own. The Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet says that even if a person learns and reviews but he doesn't serve Torah scholars, then he's considered to be ignorant. Why is that? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains that the root of this idea of serving Torah scholars is the importance of Mesorah. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos starts with Moshe kibel Torah miSinai umesara liYoshua viYeshua leZakenim, and continues down that Moshe received the Torah from Sinai and transmitted it to Yehoshua and Yehoshua to the elders and so on. There is a chain of Mesorah, of tradition, where one generation passed the Torah on to the next generation. The intention of the Mishnah is to emphasize that the generation in the desert was not the only generation that received the Torah from Hashem. Rather, every generation receives the Torah from Hashem through learning from our Rabbanim, who learned from their Rabbanim, all the way back until Moshe, who got the Torah from Har Sinai. So we all really are getting the Torah from Hashem, because there is a direct, unbroken line back to Moshe receiving the Torah from Sinai. This is why, even if someone learns Torah on one's own, without a Rebbe, they are considered to be ignorant, because they're missing the key to all of Torah, which is that we receive Torah from Hashem. Without that piece, they're lacking the foundation upon which the entire Torah is based. As women, we're a little more distanced from this concept of Shimush Chachamim, but the foundational reasoning of rooting our actions in Mesorah is equally relevant to us. While we may be more learned than previous generations, just like those previous generations, we always need to look to the Rabbanim and Talmidei Chachamim to guide our decisions and frame our perspectives as we strive to live as Ovdei Hashem. The Mishnah Halachos reminds us that just like a doctor must go to medical school and study all the intricacies of medicine, but when he graduates, he is still not able to be a practicing doctor until he does residency and trains under and observes master doctors, the same is true with Torah. We can study all the content of Torah, but in order to really acquire Torah, we must train under a true Torah scholar who is connected to the Mesorah to observe and absorb the application of Torah. Thank you for learning together.